Today's episode is sponsored by Flipboard. With so much content whizzing around out there, there's only one storytelling platform that helps you keep calm and stay informed and inspired. Flipboard. Flipboard curates the world's stories so you can be smarter in your work, life, and play. Choose from thousands of topics to personalize Flipboard and get the latest stories from the best publishers and experts delivered to you 24/7. What's going on? It's your boy Lawrence Kane Jr., financial coach and host of the Abundance University podcast. Thanks for tuning in to another episode, man. Really excited about today. As always, man, Happy New Year, if you're here, first and foremost. We're in 2019 now. Man, just really on that New Year energy, right? And you know, of course, social media makes it a bad thing that people actually want to be better than they were last year. So, you know, we not listening to none of that noise over here at Abundance University. We're excited. You know, just a weekly recap. Obviously, it was my birthday on January 1st. Turned 30 years old, man. And I really, you know, just sat down. I kind of almost shut down again. For those who have been listening for a while, you know, I took a little break from even doing a podcast because I really wanted to get more clarity about what my 2019 was going to look like, both personally and, you know, financially, business-wise, everything. So, you know, everybody dreams of having like a big celebration for their 30th. And what I did was I wanted to spend time with my family, with my close friends, and just relax and not spend a lot of money, you know, going into 2019 when I knew I wanted to invest a lot of my money into my business, into marketing, into partnerships, just all types of stuff, right? And I also made a decision that I always wanted to be outside for my birthday, but I never wanted to be outside of my hometown. And I'm in Cincinnati, so it's pretty cold, you know, almost all the time for my birthday. So what I decided is I'm going to really have a celebration for my 30th birthday in the summertime. I'm going to do a 90s themed kickback barbecue. And you know, that'll be my celebration for my 30th. As of right now, I'm just really focused on, getting the business, you know, reaching more people, you know, doing more consultations, doing more coaching sessions, getting into schools. We need to do all of that. We're laser focused. If you don't follow me on social media, you missed that I'm releasing a new feature with the coaching sessions. We're actually doing 30-minute phone coaching sessions for our finances. For entrepreneurs, you can take advantage of this too. It's only $19. So reach out to me. I mean, I accept money via Cash App. So even if you're not in Cincinnati, again, it's over the phone. So you can be anywhere in the world to get that service and kind of go from there. So I mean, that basically was my week, just revving up for just the start of a new year. And I'm really excited again for what we have in store. I'm excited for what we have in store for the podcast going forward as well. This may be my last podcast by myself. I'm looking at having a co-host, and we'll be shooting and recording some audio soon. So definitely be on the lookout for that. We're just trying to add value, man, and that's kind of what it's perfect segue into, you know, what I want to talk about today with you all. In regards to social media, right, you know, I talk about it all the time that social media is your resume. It's your digital resume. It's your online resume. And, you know, I kind of got the idea of what I wanted to talk about today from just some social media posts that I saw, you know, this week that was, you know, it kind of hurt my heart, right? Like, it was, you know, somebody who was once close to me, you know, they were on social media just almost like begging people to, you know, do business with them. And it's like, you know, that's not what social media is for. If you have a business, you know, the ultimate goal on social media is to get more people exposed to who you are, what you do, and how you can help them. So instead of begging for business or, you know, being offended when people are, you know, questioning your credentials as a business owner, you know, you should always want to, you know, provide value, right? And on social media, tips are good things to post. You know, poll questions are good things to post just to engage with people. Share some wins, share some testimonials from your previous clients. You know, do a special on new clients, right? I mean, you look at the big businesses of the world, you look at cell phone companies, they treat new customers way better than they treat old customers. I mean, they're always doing something new for new customers, and that's something that we have to do. But you know, on social media, it's not a place where, and even if you've been on social media promoting your business or promoting your expertise, you know, not everybody's seeing your posts. You know, you got 5,000 friends on social media, and only a fraction of that, right, like 20% are the ones that seeing the posts often. You know, so it's time to really dig in the trenches and focus on adding value to the people who do see your post. And if somebody doesn't see your post and they're questioning, you know, what makes you qualified to do certain things, like me, I got an inquiry on my website. Somebody said, what qualifies you as a financial coach? So instead of getting mad, which, I mean, it didn't really bother me, I simply explained to them my track record, right? I've been in finances since I was 21. I'm 30 now, right? So I can brag that, you know, I'm almost been in the game 10 years, right? I have my degree in business management. You know, I've worked in, you know, Fortune 500 companies, like, you know, and some people don't know that because I don't talk about that all the time. So if somebody comes to me and wants to know more about me, then that's a perfect opportunity to build a relationship. So those of you listening who, you know, just feel like people have to come to you and people just should know who you are, like, stop it. Like, that's not realistic, you know, in our society, especially if that's not what you're putting out on social media. Again, post more about you, be more personable, you know, in a sense of, you know, who you are, why you do what you do, and really share how much you value when people do business with you, right? For those of you who, you know, don't have a business on social media, and you know, you work a job, you have a career, whatever the case may be, you're in college, like, you know, always be positive on social media, you know. And I tell people all the time, you know, say what you want to say, be who you are, but just be willing to deal with the consequences of what you post. And some people, you know, they forget. I mean, you look at Kevin Hart, for example. Like, they dug up 10-year-old tweets, you know, that he did, you know, when he was, I mean, young in the game of comedy. And, you know, it came back on him. Obviously, he took a stance and, you know, he's not doing the Oscars right now, but I mean, people listen, people look and search for stuff. So, you know, it's funny. I look at my Facebook memories all the time, and you know, some of them I laugh at, and some I'm like, oh yeah, I gotta delete this, because I mean, it was me. It was in a point of my life where I didn't care about who was listening or who was watching or who would read it. So, you know, whatever we post on social media, you know, whether it's Facebook, whether it's things we actually share, right? Like, so not your actual thoughts, but videos or statuses we share, we have to be mindful. Like, and to people who don't know us, it may be, you know, something that they don't agree with. And when they see you share it, they feel like you're agreeing. And it may be you're posting it just to get it out there so people can kind of just be informed on things, not necessarily that you agree on it. So, I mean, it's just important, man. Like, social media just has helped me a ton. So I'm just really thankful for everybody who just supports me. And I just always want to add value to all of the social media platforms, whether it's LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Like, I'm really for that, right? So, you know, going into the new year, I want us to really, really get a grip on what we should be posting. Always add value. If you're looking to make extra money, social media is perfect. You can DM people. I mean, you can, you know, get real personable. You can reach people you've never thought you could reach. I mean, me, I'm in a process right now. I am looking to become a brand ambassador for some beer products, this beer care company. I'll release the details once it's official. But I mean, I reached out to them. They responded. And, you know, I have an opportunity. You know, I'm going to submit my information actually once we were done recording. And I mean, it's just, I love social media, no matter, you know, what bad things are going on. I mean, right now they're talking about, you know, the R. Kelly thing, which we know who he is and what he stands for. So that's a whole nother topic on a whole nother podcast. And definitely not this podcast, because we keep it positive. But, you know, through all of that, it's just so, it's such a great tool, man, to just build a legacy, right? And you, if you're listening to this and you're saying to yourself, you know, I post what I want, or, you know, I don't know what to post, or I don't even like social media, like, I get it. But I'm telling you, it's such a great tool. And right now it's free for the most part, right? Obviously, they got Facebook ads, Instagram ads. But I mean, it's free to really build your business on there, especially when you can get the right supporters to start backing you and you ask them to share your stuff. And it's just endless, man. So, I mean, I say all of this to just say, watch what you post, watch who you talk to, watch who you engage with on social media. Use it as what it is, which is a tool to build relationships with people that can possibly get you to the next level. Because, you know, one of the principles in my book, Money Seeds, is that relationships can carry you further than your resume. And I wholeheartedly believe that. I feel like my relationships that I have right now, that I've cultivated over the last 5 years, is going to get me to new heights. I'm 30 years old now. I have no time for games. I have a third child on the way. Hallelujah. My last one. and you know, I'm just getting ready to lay down that foundation. So, you know, you need to do the same. Focus on just adding value to your industry, your marketplace, your Facebook friends, Instagram, whatever the case may be. Just add value, whether it's you entertaining people and making them laugh, or, you know, you providing expertise in your field. Just do it. Stay committed to it. And remember to really leave something for the next generation to strive towards. That's what I feel like I'm doing with my platform on social media. So that's all I really have for today's episode, man. Be on the lookout, man. We're working on our online courses. They'll be available very soon. So whether you need to work on your budgeting, whether you're looking to increase your income, whether you're a business owner and you need to work on like your branding and social media presence, and we'll have courses for them, for you and for people like you. So be on the lookout for that. If you're in Cincinnati, we have our seminar this upcoming Saturday, January 12th, 1776 Mentor Avenue. It's $25. It's our first seminar of the year. We're going to really hone in on personal finance. If you can't make that one, we have one every single month. So if you need, go to abundanceuniversity.net and you can see all of the dates. But I mean, we have all 10 seminars booked for this year. So really excited. But thanks for tuning in. Share this episode with someone you know, love, and trust. And remember, financial success, it happens on purpose, and success does not visit the lazy. God bless.